Buried deep and overlooked in the fight over the state's 260-page budget is one provision that could have a profound effect on North Carolina's skies. Lawmakers created a pathway for drone use to take off in North Carolina. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Public agencies and private companies around the country, from firefighters to farmers, are looking to use unmanned flying vehicles in their work to check crops from afar or view a blazing house while en route to the scene. That interest is creating a commercial drone industry. Like this blue and gold VX Kitty Hawk that streaks down a runway during a test flight in Morganton. Its designer, Bob Skillen, formerly built parts for Marine helicopters. Now,
we're developing our own product for what we hope is going to be a burgeoning marketplace.
Other companies offer souped-up versions of the toy quadcopters you see in stores. But for now, companies can't use them, while the Federal Aviation Administration works on rules to govern the devices. North Carolina lawmakers set their own rules in this year's budget. Kyle Snyder at NC State's Next Gen Air Transportation Center says the effort complements the FAA's.
It gives us more structure than is available today, more structure ahead of what the FAA is coming out with, but it will all align with what the FAA is going to eventually release.
The new law bans spying into a home or surveilling private property without the owner's consent. It generally requires police to get a warrant before using the devices, but puts a moratorium on that and most state uses until the end of next year. In the meantime, the State Transportation Department will create systems for licensing both public officials and companies, similar to how driver's licenses work. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.